Broadcasting live from just off 4th Street in beautiful St. Pete, Florida. Covering the entire 813 and the 727, this is Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
3, 2, 1.
It is a great day to have a day. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Kevin back into his own studio. He said, you know what? I've had enough of you guys. I'm going to retreat to my own studio.
One day was enough.
Is it working? Everything?
I think so. I'm talking to you, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
That's good news.
I think so. I got in here, just fixed a couple of things to my liking, and looks to be working.
I saw Max in there yesterday. He's one of our engineers. He had stuff all over the place. The whole board was ripped apart.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I was sitting in the car line yesterday waiting to pick up my children, and two engineers called me and were asking me questions about this. So I think we got it figured out.
Very cool.
Nice.
You know, if you guys are confused, obviously, because you're not here, what happens is Lana and I are in the main studio, and then Kevin, so he can do things not on the air, is in another studio helping us out with things. But now, that was out of commission yesterday. It's back in. That's kind of like his home. It's decorated with all kinds of things in there.
Right.
Buck stuff.
Gotta have that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Ace Ventura stuff.
Gotta have that, too.
Lightning stuff.
Lightning stuff.
Absolutely.
So he is covered in there.
Champions.
Champion. That's like the champion booth. How about that?
I like that.
Yeah.
Aww.
There you go.
It's the Champa booth.
The Champa booth.
All right, we are back on track today. We have Universal Studios tickets for you coming up at 7:40 when we play a game called Tampa Trivia, which Kevin will host, and he has all the answers. We're going to see if you can, all the questions. We'll see if you have the answers coming up at 7:40. Also, a brand new 7:15 second date update this morning, and I'm very excited. This new bit we've been doing called Lana Drama.
Mm-hmm.
Things seem to happen to Lana quite a bit, and she just can't have a normal day.
Never.
That she has a good sense of humor about, and then we always like hearing these stories, so she's got some more, so we're going to hear those coming up at 6:35. Right now, we want to know, what in the world are you doing up right now? Hit us up. We'll get you on the air. Let's kick this day off together. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. What in the world are you doing up right now? Kip Moore, Beer Money. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK, asking you what in the world you're doing up right now. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Joe.
Hey, Joe. What part of town are you in right now?
I am in Riverview, heading south, getting ready to go fishing.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Beautiful day for that today, huh?
Absolutely. Just doing a little pre-fishing for a tournament coming up on the weekend. And, boy, you guys could kick the morning with a little Luke Bryan, hunting, fishing, loving every day.
I could do that.
That'd be a great song for you. What are you fishing for?
Fish.
Redfish, and trout.
Usually in a tournament, JR, you have to get a certain type of fish, and it's got to be, what, a certain certain weight and length and stuff.
Right.
So, yep.
She's totally smart.
I know my fishing tournament
stuff. No, she does. She knows a lot more about it than me, that's for sure.
Well, good luck to you. What time are you going to start fishing this weekend?
First light, safe light, which will be about 6:45 a.m.
Ooh.
Yeah, they get up early.
All right, my friend. Well, good luck at the tournament and have fun today, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, Lana's theme song. There seems to be everything or something going on in Lana's life every day. Usually involves a little drama. This is something that Lana wanted to share on the air every week. Wednesdays, we check in with you at this time. Lana, what's the drama going on in your life right now?
Well, I'm going to take you guys back to Sunday, January 24th. Kevin, you might remember that day.
Oh, I do. It was the NFC Championship game, Bucks-Packers.
That's right, and the Bucks won, and we were gone to the Super Bowl. So I was like, I was actually quarantined at the time, COVID quarantine.
Got it.
And, of course, I wanted to get a Bucks shirt to wear for the Super Bowl. So a friend of mine told me, go to Fanatics.com. They're having a sale right now. And they're shipping like all their stuff, and I was like, "Oh, perfect!" And I was gonna get some for the kids and stuff too. I thought it'd be fun for all of us to have Bucks shirts because, well, I didn't have one, so I log on and it was on sale, and it said it will arrive by Tuesday the second.
Perfect.
So I was like, "Perfect! It'll be in time, way in time for the Super Bowl on the 7th of February. This is great!" So I got myself a cute Bucks shirt and all the stuff and stuff for the kids. Soon as I hit confirm on that and, you know, my stuff went through, due to high orders, your order will probably be expected later. than you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like your shirt will be arriving now on Monday, February 8th.
Yeah,
the day after the Super Bowl. And I'm like, oh, that's okay. Just great. I'm like, that's not going to help me at all. I was like, I wanted the shirt for the Super Bowl party. So Super Bowl comes. I still have no shirts from Fanatics. And so I ended up having to wear one of my boyfriend's shirts, which was like an XL. I had to remember, like back in the 80s, you used to like pull a side. Well, yeah. Girls remember this. They pulled a side and they had to like tie it like a little knot on the side. I had to literally do that just so it would fit around. And I had to wear one of his baseball caps because I had no Bucks clothes. Well, here we are. It is February 24th. They stopped sending me notifications when my merchandise is going to arrive. I actually have been checking it like every single day. It's been sitting in St. Pete since like February 11th. And then then when you log onto the website, due to the weather, all the storms and stuff, mm-hmm. your shipment's probably going to be late. I'm like, it hasn't left Florida in almost like 2 weeks. So the funny thing, though, is that Kevin actually logged on to the same website after the Bucks won, yep. Ordered Super Bowl t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
He has already gotten his Super Bowl t-shirts, wearing them. I think you're wearing it today, as a matter of fact. One of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of them.
Well, I ordered four different things, and all but one has come now. So
okay. I think something worth pointing out is, whenever it comes to technology, I mean, even this morning, there's always something that goes wrong with Lana and technology.
I didn't do anything wrong
here. But what's weird is it always happens to you.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So here I am. It is now February 24th, and I still haven't gotten a Bucks shirt. And I'm not even talking a Super Bowl one. So I had to go to Dick's the other day, and I dropped $180 just so I could get myself a dang Bucks shirt and a Bucks hat with the Super Bowl stuff on it. And the shirt's still not here. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is my life.
It really is. I mean, if you guys hung out with Lana for a day, you'd be like, how do you do it? Like, how are you not depressed all the time? How do you not have anxiety? Because we say this all the time. Kevin and I would be a nervous wreck. But Lana just somehow has become immune to this because things happen every single day.
Every day.
So still no Bucks besides the ones you bought at Dick's.
Right.
Nothing.
No
updates.
And I guess it's just sitting in St. Pete. And they like
where is it sitting in St. Pete?
FedEx, I guess.
Just go over there and get it.
I don't know where it is. There's a bunch of them all over the place. I don't know where to go. I'm not going to start driving around St. Pete.
Does it tell you what shipping center it's at or anything like that?
No, I guess I got to log on and hit and try to find out.
Didn't think to do that. Boy. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I guess I'm going to just call and cancel it at this point.
Well, might as well.
I mean, my gosh.
Might as well get a 2022 shirt now.
But how does he get a Super Bowl shirt before I get
a
regular Bucks shirt?
But I know what you're saying because I got an email saying, hey, we haven't got our ship. I got a shirt for Jenny and says, hey, we haven't got our shipment of the women's whatever we wanted for her. But I just got a notification. It's out for delivery today.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got one of those too on February 11th.
Yeah, but it's on the FedEx. Waiting. It's on the FedEx truck on the way here.
Well, ask him if he's got mine when he drops yours off.
Different last name, probably not.
I'll be honest with you, Kevin. That shirt is great. That's a great shirt, man. Lana would be so happy if she had one of those. Well, we'll keep you updated.
I'm trying
on that.
To support the Bucks, and I can't even do that.
Sorry.
So here we go. So that's my drama for today.
Lana drama for the week, right there. All right, coming up next, we have an update on everything going on with Tiger Woods, who was in a scary crash yesterday. Thomas Rhett, What's Your Country Song? Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin. Well, it was national news, and one of the biggest stories yesterday, Tiger Woods in a major car accident, single car accident. What he was doing, he was in L.A. Hosting one of his golf tournaments that he does, and what happened was he was speeding and unfortunately took a turn a little too tight, jumped a median, and rolled down a hill. A rollover crashed where he dropped about 700 feet as he was rolling down this hill. Pretty scary situation. Now, he's said to be in stable condition right now, but it was you saw the car. He was in a Genesis SUV, and it was quite the crash. And they said that he was very responsive when they got up to the car, and they actually pulled him out through the windshield or the window.
The windshield, yeah.
And they had said that prior to this, they said the jaws of life, but that was a too early of a report. It actually wasn't that. They kind of just pried him out with a crowbar type thing and got him out there. They LA County Sheriff doesn't think there was any drugs involved or any alcohol involved. So it was just kind of a unfamiliar road that he was on. I guess a lot of crashes happen on this road, but he just took a turn a little too fast. Here's what the LA County Sheriff had to say about it. Well, there it is.
The vehicle traveled several hundred feet from the center divider at the intersection and rested on the west side of the road in the brush. Sustained major damage to the vehicle. You've seen all the images of that.
Yeah, you know, my experience with L.A. just being very hilly and some of these these neighborhoods that kind of wind up a hill. You know, it's if you come down too quick on that, I mean... Ooh. And you know, it's just you're off the road.
And they said that this on this particular road, the speed limit is 45. But we don't know how fast Tiger was going. But they have seen reports and they've had have witnessed other people doing about 80. But if you're on a windy, hilly road, I mean, that's scary driving right there.
Yeah, scary driving, and especially with your unfamiliar, because he lives here in Florida. So when he was there, he was staying at a different house, and he was late to his tournament, he said, or they said, and he was rushing, which is not an excuse to speed, of course, but very, very lucky to be alive. Now, here's the injury report that the latest that they came at, down from late last night. It said Mr. Woods suffered significant orthopedic injuries to his right lower extremity that were treated during emergency surgery by an orthopedic trauma specialist at the UCLA Medical Center, a level one trauma center. He's had a couple compound fractures to both legs, and he shattered an ankle.
They inserted a rod into his lower right leg and multiple screws and pins in his foot and ankle.
So it's
ouch.
And he was just coming back from back surgery too, which is crazy. So wishing him a speedy recovery, but that was the biggest story yesterday. I just wanted to share you the update on it. And we'll obviously keep you updated as things go and you'll be seeing it around. But praying for Tiger and his family, and hopefully he recovers as quick as possible. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if he doesn't play again, just hope the guy just recovers.
Right, exactly. So, yeah.
Anyway, that was the big news yesterday. It's 995 QYK coming up, your car line fun fact and a brand new 715 second date update. Thanks for having us on. It's Eric Church.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Well, it's a car line. Fun fact.
Maybe you're in the car line right now. Maybe you're driving to work. A little fun fact to get your day going right now. All right, here it is. The wood frog, a type of frog, obviously, can hold its pee for up to 8 months.
What?
8 months.
That's not healthy.
I don't know. I should talk to the frog people about this, the frog doctors. But yeah, up to 8 months. So if you were ever behind a frog, you know, in the bathroom, just let them go because they've been waiting long enough. Yeah. And we know that Lana is not a wood frog.
No.
So,
no way.
Not at all.
Can't hold it that long.
What we're going to do is we're going to take a short bathroom break for Lana. And we'll have a 7:15 second date update coming up for you in 6 minutes on 995 QYK. Those wood frogs, I'll tell you. Long live FGL.
The number you have reached.
It's time now for the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
See if we can make some love happen today. It's JR, Lana, and Kevin. Here we go. We got Garrett on the phone. Good morning, Garrett. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Good. How are you?
We're doing great, man. We appreciate you reaching out to us at QYKSecondDateUpdate@gmail.com. We got this email about this girl, Kara, you went on a date with. Tell us about Kara, Garrett.
Yeah, so we met in an interesting way at the airport.
Oh, really?
We were both flying out of town for business, and we just got to talking as we were waiting for our planes to leave, you know. And there was a good vibe, so we're like, yeah, let's meet up when we get back.
That's
and
cool.
We actually did, you know, We went to Green Lemon. We had a nice time, and, you know, we talked a lot. She's professional like me. Like, she also travels and, like, talked about work. And both of us, you know, we travel so much, it's hard to meet someone. So meeting at an airport was, like, a unique but good way, you know.
I love that.
So tell us about the date, though. Like, how'd that go? I mean, you guys talked a little bit at the airport, but how'd the conversation
conversation go on the date?
It was good. We were both laughing. We were, you know, we had more than one drink. I feel that's always a sign, you know, like if you have one drink and then stop, that's kind of like a sign that they're not really into it. But you have two or three, it's like, all right, we're vibing. We don't have to run away, you know. Then the date ended with a kiss.
Ooh.
So I thought that was also a good sign.
Nice. Really? I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the vibe was there. It felt like the right thing. She seemed cool with it. And that's it. That's the last time we talked. I've texted a few times, haven't heard back. I mean, we're both busy with work, but like, you know, I've tried every few days for a couple weeks, just like something, and radio silence.
Yeah, man. So the date ended up with a kiss. I mean, that's obviously a good good sign for you. When you've reached out, what have you said? Just like, hey, small talk, or have you asked to go out again, or
like 2 days later, hey, that was a nice time the other night, love to get together sometime, you know, no response. Then like a few days later, I like made some joke about something we talked about on the date, you know, and then like one other time I was like, I'm at the airport, any chance you're taking a departing flight now too, lol, you know, little things that make sense.
Well, I mean, she probably could be busy, but you can find a few seconds to text somebody back, especially when you really, really like somebody.
Right.
You're going to find the time to respond. So obviously there's something going on here.
Garrett, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to try to call Kara for you, okay?
All right.
All right, hang on. We're trying to help out Garrett this morning in the 7:15 second date update. I thought they met in a really cool way. They actually met at the airport when they were both flying out of town.
I know, and that's a way that you don't hear about all the time, but good for them. They both kind of do the same thing. They're both professional, flying out of town for work. So I could probably see this working out really well, but unfortunately, Kara's not calling them back.
Yeah, when they got back into town, they decided to go to the Green Lemon and have a good dinner. He thought it was good. Ended with a kiss. That's always a good sign. We're going to try to get hold of Kara, though, because there's something going on here where she's not getting back to Garrett.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Kara?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Kara. Sorry to bother you this morning. This is JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 995 QIK. How are you?
Wait, like the radio station?
That's us.
Good morning.
Radio station.
Hey, I know who you guys are.
Thank God somebody does. I tell you. No, hey, listen, we wanted to see if we could talk to you for a second real quick. We're doing something called a 7:15 second date update. We talked to people about dates they went on, and there's a particular date we want to talk to you about. Would that be okay?
Sure. That's fine.
You sound pumped.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, who is it? Yeah.
Garrett. That's fine. We're talking about Garrett.
You met him at the airport.
Okay.
So we'll just tell you what we know. Garrett told us you guys met at the airport, which is kind of cool. You guys got to talking, and you guys decided to meet up when you both got back into town. You went to Green Lemon, had a great time there, and he told us that the date ended with a kiss, so that's always a good sign, Kara. I mean, what happened? This guy's really into you.
Yeah, you know, I don't usually kiss and tell, and I wouldn't be kissing and telling if I were him. Like, it was a little embarrassing at the end there.
Wait, hold on. Did you say I wouldn't be kissing and telling if I were him?
I did say that, yeah.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Man.
All right, tell us why.
So we did have a nice time. He's a nice guy, truly. At the very end, like, he leaned in, and the way he leaned, I thought he was kind of just, you know, going for the first date peck, because it was like a closed mouth situation. And then he didn't move his mouth. He just like stood there, like stationary completely. And I'm like, okay, do I move? Do I retreat? Like, it was just very like awkward, inorganic, like strange. And then he started like reaches his hand up and starts massaging my shoulders while his mouth still is not moving.
Interesting.
And I'm like, yeah,
it's like a Frankenstein thing. Like your arms are straight out.
And I could hear him breathing through his nose, but he still wasn't kissing me. Like, he wasn't moving his mouth really, but moving his hand, giving me a massage. And then at the end, I'm like, this is so weird. Like, I'm about to just like just recoil. And at the end, he goes, mwah.
And scene.
Yeah,
like poor old guy. Grandmother kiss on your cheek.
Oh.
It was very weird.
So, but it's like a long peck. You guys are just stuck together, basically.
Right.
And while that's going on, he's massaging your shoulders.
Yeah. Yeah.
From the front, I would guess. And then and then on top of that, he wraps up the kiss with a mwah.
Yes.
Well, that's all I need to know. Kara, listen, we actually have Garrett on the phone. I want to bring him back on.
Oh, poor Garrett.
Okay. Garrett?
Yeah.
I just want to ask you to start off, and then I'm going to let you say whatever you want to say. Does that sound like an accurate description of the kiss?
More or less, yeah. Kind of.
All right, well, tell us what's going on.
Grandma thing. I don't know about the grandma thing at the end that she's saying. That's a weird description. But, like, yeah, look, I'm a passionate person, but at the same time, I didn't want to go overboard and get all sloppy, so I was just trying to go with the flow, and, like, who doesn't like a little... It didn't seem awkward to me. I was like, let me keep my mouth closed, still be a gentleman, but, like, still keep it passionate. So that's what I was trying to do, kind of, like, find the balance.
I mean, Gary, you were definitely a gentleman. Like, I'm not saying that you weren't a gentleman, and you were very nice, and I'm sorry to put this out there, but you should know that it's, like, an awkward way to end a first date or any date. It was just a strange kiss. I'm 30. I don't want to, waste my time, like, teaching someone how to kiss.
Maybe he was just nervous.
I know how to kiss. I'm just trying to be respectful, and then that's what's weird.
Kara, is this a deal breaker for you? Awkward kiss obviously would be a little weird, but, I mean, he's a gentleman.
Yeah, honestly, it just kind of took every, like, romanticism out of it for me. I just, like, I can't be with someone who I don't feel that kind of connection with, and it was just, like, a kind of a done deal after that. I'm sorry.
A kiss is kind of supposed to be a natural thing and an easy thing, so, I mean, there is that.
It is?
Oh, yeah.
I know.
It's supposed to come natural, JR.
Well, maybe one day. Garrett, listen, man, you sound like a nice guy. I'm sorry that this is the answer you got from Kara. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I just it's just weird to me. I'm trying to be a gentleman, not overstep, do the right thing, papered, and girls always say they want a gentleman, and they get one, and then they just dismiss them.
Like, I'm not dismissing you over that. It's not about whether you're a gentleman. Like, you were a gentleman, but you also need to learn how to kiss. You can still do that respectfully and not be, like, awkward grandma. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know. I guess I'm just old school. I don't know.
Well, grandmas are old school sometimes as well. All right. Well, Kara, thanks for coming on with us. Garrett, I'm sorry that's the answer you got, man. I wish you luck. You sound like a great guy. You are a gentleman. Kara even said that. You guys have a good day, and thanks for reaching out to us, Garrett.
All right. Thanks for clarifying it, Ellie.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Poor Garrett.
Well, you think if a date ends with a kiss, that is a good thing. It's 995 QYK. Just had our 7:15 second date update between Garrett and Kara. Kara said, yeah, we did end the date with a kiss, but it was very awkward. He kind of just mushed his lips against mine, didn't move, and then awkwardly started massaging my shoulders as we were just sitting there. So it was like a long peck, but just... She described it as like a grandmother kissing you on the cheek, like, and then he went mwah, at the end, and she was like, "That's strange. I'm good. I'm in my 30s. I don't want to be teaching somebody how to kiss," which was a little harsh, but it would be awkward as a woman, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, and like I had said earlier, that's supposed to come natural. I mean, that's not something. I mean, when you go in for that, it's supposed to be passionate, and it's supposed to be hot and sexy, and when you're
on the first date, I mean, it's at least sweet, right?
Well, at least, yeah. But, I mean, it's supposed to be, you're supposed to have a feeling behind it. We all remember our first kiss with the person that we're with,
Right.
So, that's all I'm saying. It didn't seem like it was all there.
The magic wasn't there.
There's no magic at all. No fireworks, no stars, nothing was going on.
I mean, the way it was described, though, I don't know if there's going to be a lot of magic with anybody with that kind of kiss. I don't know. Anyway, Garrett, it didn't work out. If you missed it, you can see it on our QYK Facebook and Instagram a little bit later today. Universal tickets coming up for you right after this, actually. Merritt Morris, Girl on 995 QYK will play our game. We'll be looking for a caller after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah, All right, Don's on the phone. He's playing Tampa trivia with us right now. It's 99.5 QIK. So, Don, we got trivia questions about Tampa Bay. If you get 2 out of 3 right, you will win these Universal tickets, okay?
Sweet.
All right, here we go. Kevin, take it away.
All right, Don, what Tampa Bay area town is known as the strawberry capital of the world? Is it Temple Terrace, Newport Richey, or Plant City?
Let's go with Plant City.
That is correct. There you go. One for one. All right, now this one will not have multiple choice, so we'll see if you can get it. Go ahead.
All right. Name the Tampa street that was originally named Lafayette Street and then Grand Central Avenue, but is now named after a former president.
Oh, wow. That's hard.
Oh, my gosh. Former president. Washington Street?
Not Washington Street. It is Kennedy Boulevard.
Sorry, Don.
So the reason why, a little history trivia here on this one. It got renamed Kennedy Boulevard after he was obviously killed in Dallas.
Right.
4 days before he was killed, he went down on a motorcade on Grand Central Avenue in Tampa, and then they renamed it Kennedy Boulevard. So a little fun fact.
I was driving on that street yesterday.
All right, Don, next question. If you get it right, you win. Here we go.
Name the sandwich that originated in Tampa that includes ham, roasted pork, Swiss cheese, pickles, mustards, and sometimes salami.
How about the Cuban?
That is the Cuban sandwich.
It's the Cuban.
Way to go, Don. Just picked up some Universal tickets, man, and a parking pass for their Mardi Gras celebration.
Sweet. I'm going to bless a single mom with those. So that's awesome, man.
Well, very nice. Congratulations.
That's so nice of you.
Hang on for me, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
Well, there's your Universal tickets right there for you, and we'll have some more this afternoon at 4:40. We'll play our game Tampa Trivia tomorrow at 7:40. We got your 8:10 Music Minute coming up for you. Nonstop music starts now.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Cruise Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, it looks like Thomas Rhett is ready to go back out on the road. He just announced that he's going to be doing a couple of nights, May 6th, 7th, and 8th at Billy Bob's, Texas, to help celebrate their 40th birthday.
Up in Dallas.
Now, Miranda announced she was doing some shows at this place, too. Why can't we do here? We got places here.
I don't know.
I mean, what's going on? What's this so special about Billy Bob's? Who's this guy?
It's a famous venue in Dallas, or Fort Worth, to be exact.
We've got Dallas Bowl. Why can't they come here and do shows? They're flying to Texas.
There's a few shows at the Dallas Bowl, I guess. But yeah, I'm not sure why they're not doing bigger shows. I don't know what the protocols. It must be a little different. And by the way, they have bigger venue. That's a huge, huge venue.
Now,
I know.
We got a beach we could do something on.
There must be something with the insurance where the Billy Bob's is willing to take a risk on that.
Okay.
So, that's the only thing I can think of. I mean, that's the same thing with Gasparilla. People were going, hey, why did you have a Super Bowl and you can't have this? They're going, well, we don't want the blowback from the health department. That's literally what they said. The organizer said, we don't want the blowback.
Right.
So
because this is now Thomas Rhett, first Miranda, now Thomas Rhett.
But I share your frustration. I want you to know.
Frustrated. All right. Having a number one song never gets old, Luke Combs gives a huge shout out to
never gets new to him either. It just happens over and over.
But he is so thankful for all of his number ones, 10 straight number ones, and had this to say.
What's up, guys? Luke here. I just wanted to send a huge, mega huge shout out to country radio, to the fans. Just had my 10th number one as an artist, which is incredibly hard. I really can't wait to get out there on the road and play all these songs for you guys and come visit y'all at the stations. And I'm just looking forward to getting back to it. I love y'all. Thank you.
Yeah, I think they really get tired of the road, like, you know, that grueling thing every single day, your day organized. But now they're like, I'm ready to get back. Yeah. It wasn't so bad after all.
Yeah, I was thinking, though, it's going to take them a while. I mean, they're going to have to, like, do what Kenny Chesney does and put themselves on a diet and an exercise routine.
I don't think Luke's going to do that.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, Luke is a Miller Lite guy who has a good time.
But I'm just saying, I mean, they haven't had these grueling schedules for a long time. It's going to be a little tough for them to get back into this. Chris Young's latest single, Famous Friends, mentions a few of his real-life longtime buddies, but he does share a truly famous friend. He has rubbed elbows with Bill Murray. Listen to this.
I played golf with Bill Murray, and that was just surreal because I'm just such a huge fan of him and his movies. And, you know, I've probably watched the original Ghostbusters movie 100 times, I think, over the course of my life. So it was really really awesome getting a chance to do that. And I was just looking around going, is this real life? What's happening right now?
Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes. But
wouldn't you be mentioning Caddyshack if you're talking about golf, not Ghostbusters?
I would think you would be, yes.
Come on, Chris. Get your head right, brother. By the way, this is not uncommon for Bill Murray. He just shows up places.
I know. He's the best.
I have a friend in Austin. He was having a party, called me the next day. He goes, dude, Bill Murray walked in the front door. We have no idea where he came from. He just walked in the front door. Like, he loves doing stuff like that.
Yeah,
that's awesome. The new video for that song, by the way, Chris shared on social media yesterday, him and Kane Brown. And finally, Dierks Bentley, he recently talked about his vocal sound and the wide range that he doesn't really have.
Yeah, you know, when people talk about vocal ranges, myself and Whitney Houston are usually, you know, brought up in the same sentence because we both have, you know, multiple octaves of, no. We're usually brought up because we're like the extreme opposites of vocal range. That's why we're brought up. She has 8-octave range and I have 1.
Yeah, you know Dierks' range, you know. It sounds similar. And I can hear Dierks doing that. Beautiful, Dierks. Sound great, man.
Well done.
That is your Music Minute.
All right, so you heard that. Let's compare it to this. Dierks Bentley, 5150. By the way, ABC Action News, Greg D. There's a scandal here, people. We got to confront him on this.
Okay.
Something going on with weather predictions. We're calling him to the table. 6 minutes away at 995 QIK. Greg D., you son of a... We love this guy. Greg D.'s on the phone right now. 995 QIK. What's going on, Greg?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good to hear from you. You know, we talked to you last week about, you know, country artists shouting you out on stage. You're a legend in the town.
I did not know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's a big deal. ABC Action News meteorologist Greg D. But we found something that's been going on TikTok. Maybe you've heard of this, about weather predictions.
Yes.
Okay, so here's what it says that we're reading. If you see something, let's say Greg is on ABC Action News and saying, hey, there's a 30% chance of rain. Now, that chance of rain doesn't necessarily mean there's 30% out of 100% chance of rain. Is that correct?
The way that works, I saw that. It was a big rant somebody had on TikTok.
Yeah, you know what?
Okay.
Well, here's the deal, Greg. We feel cheated.
Yes.
That's why we feel lied to.
Lied to.
Well, let me just give you, before you go into it, let me just give you the formula that they gave us, right?
Uh-huh.
So 30% does not mean there's a 30% chance of rain. It's based on a formula that multiplies how likely it is to rain by how much area the rain is going to cover. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Greg, where have you been all my life? Why is this a lie?
And sometimes I even fudge the numbers a little bit because I also think about where the people are. I think about where the people are, and if it rains in Tampa, more people are going to get rained on than if it rains in a place like maybe Mulberry. So I tend to increase the rain chances if I think it's going to rain in a bigger city.
All right, so let's talk about this real quick. Break down today's forecast for us, okay?
Oh, this one's easy. 0% chance of rain. It's
not
raining.
Sure it is.
Yeah. With sunny skies. So I'm getting away scot-free until maybe the weekend.
Yeah.
We can talk about that later, though.
Gosh, my goodness, Greg. I'll tell you this. You might as well go be a weatherman in L.A. where it's the same temperature every day.
That would be a whole lot easier.
He's just guessing out here, people.
Just
come
guessing.
On, Greg.
How much are you making? I'm just kidding. Greg.
Thanks, Greg. Have a great day, buddy.
Thank you, guys. You too.
All right. So the example they give is they say 50% does not mean it's just going to be a 50% chance of rain. It means that a meteorologist is 50% sure that it will rain and that it will cover 80% of the local area. That will come out as 40% of the weather forecast. So 50 times 80 gives you 400 or whatever, but just do easy numbers. 8 times 5, 40.
Kevin's
confused.
Know there's something going on.
Would you like to read this?
I read it this morning, and I'm more confused than ever.
Well, Greg didn't help at all either. I know. He's sitting over there doing God knows what.
He's just guessing.
I know. He said that. He goes, I fudge the numbers. I love that. He's so awesome.
I love it.
I love that guy. Greg D., ABC Action News, admits that this has all been a scam for a long time. Well, there will be an investigation. But let's try to figure this out, seriously. So if a meteorologist, it's like if a train leaves Chicago.
Yes, now, that's right.
If a meteorologist is 50% sure that it will rain and that will cover 80% of the local area, that will come out as 40% of the weathercast, okay? So the formula that multiplies how likely it is to rain, there you go, that makes sense. So 50 times 80 would be 400. Agreed?
Right. Right.
I believe
you're
right.
But it's not going to be a 400% chance of rain, so you come back on the zero, 40%. So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If there's a 30% chance of it covering 70%, what would the rain chance be for that day?
10%.
No.
20%.
21%.
Because it's 21. Yeah, 21. Okay.
21%.
I don't think Kevin and I get this.
I was close enough.
We'll just do like Greg D does and we'll just guess.
I guess so. I don't know about that guy.
Hey, but there's 0% today.
Yeah. There's a 0%. I know, he's like, this one's easy. Zero. Over zero. Zero times zero.
Love it.
Goodness gracious.
If you're confused and you want to try to figure out on your own, I've got it up at 995QIK.com. I don't know, maybe you can figure it out.
That'll kill some time at work. I'm in on that song, by the way. Parmalee, Longo Brown, Just the Way, 995QIK. All right, so scary story, but I think I would have reacted the exact same way this woman did.
Mm-hmm. This is happened in Tennessee. A woman had to rescue her dog from under the ice of her frozen pool. You know, the storms came and people's pools were icing over. And, you know, a dog obviously isn't really familiar with that. So he runs across the pool. 50-pound dog, by the way, goes under. Oh. Well, of course, she immediately runs out there. She dives into the pool.
Would have done the same thing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And she can't find him. She's trying to break up the ice. She can't find him. So she gets back out and she's looking for him and she finds him.
Oh. I could see his body. I could see the brown. And so I thought, okay, well, if I jump in, but I was concerned about getting in the deep end just because I knew I couldn't go under. It was pure adrenaline. My hands actually got cut when I was chopping the ice. Like, I didn't think about that. I didn't think about jumping in the water and, like, me getting hypothermia.
I'm sure she would say it's worth every scratch on her hand or whatever to get her dog out. I mean, can you just imagine?
But oh, my God. The dog was in there. He's 50 pounds. She's in there. It's free. I mean, it just, like she said, she got through that pure adrenaline.
But now, you're from Minnesota where this, you know, lakes freeze over and pools freeze over. It's like, it's not necessarily when you jump in, it's when you try to come back up. People forget where that hole is. So that's why she's busting out of
there. Right, right. It's just, I mean, it's the scariest thing ever. And to have your dog underneath there.
Is her name on there by chance?
Her name?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No, her name is, the veterinarian's name was Jeannie Tatum.
Jeannie! Way to go, Jeannie. Save a dog.
Wow.
But I'll tell you what, man.
Fantastic.
I would have done the exact same.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes.
I know. Whew.
Man. All right. Well, we got a. That's an I feel good story for you because the dog's okay. Mm-hmm. All right. But coming up next, another I feel good story for you. We've been talking about Texas a lot and everything they've been going through. Got another great story out of Texas next on 995 QIK. Wow! I feel good. Ordinary people doing extraordinary things. It's 995 QIK, and I feel good story for you. We've been talking about Texas a lot, like a Tampa gentleman that went to Texas and helped people chop down trees, donated $10,000, going to donate another $10,000. Mm-hmm. An amazing guy. Well, deputies in Harris County in Texas, they did something pretty amazing for a family that was stranded during the winter storm that obviously blasted the last week. They could not stay in their home anymore.
Aww.
No running water, no nothing, but they said they couldn't afford to rent a hotel room either.
Right.
So where do you go? There's warming centers at certain churches and all that. But the sheriff's office and these deputies said, don't worry about it. We're going to pay for it out of our own pocket. So you can stay somewhere for a couple days.
Wow.
Take care awesome.
Of you. That's a lot.
Huge, huge deal. They had no heat. They had no electricity. Pretty wild. But Harris County Sheriff's deputies really stepped up, got them a hotel. And it was a big deal. It was a very cool act of kindness. You know, I say this a lot. It's a bummer that it takes tragedies to bring us together as a country.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I love that they come together. That's what we got to focus on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just keep carrying it over. Carry it over. Stick together, people. We do amazing things together. So it was awesome. Getting off my soapbox. But I'm just telling you, hats off to these deputies in Harris County in Texas for doing something great for a family, going above and beyond. And that's why we do First Responder Fridays.
Right.
Because they do crazy things and we love them. All right. So you can nominate someone, by the way. It's a good transition. Nominate someone for First Responder Friday at 995QIK.com. Here is Luke Bryan. Kiss Tomorrow Goodbye and Trending in Tampa Bay. Are you ready, Kevin?
Always.
There he is. All right. Trending in Tampa Bay coming up for you. 9:10. Turn us up. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 99.5 QYK. Share our lawn on the ACM CMA winner, Pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers!
USF graduate.
Go Bulls!
23-year radio veteran, the longest working member at QYK. Mm-hmm. Also, one of the owner of one of the biggest insect collections in the world.
Insects?
Yes, all over his house. They're mounted everywhere.
Like mosquitoes and moths?
Yeah, my wife's not happy about it.
Not at all. But like butterflies. Yeah. Moths, bats.
Got a monarch butterfly.
A bat's not really an insect, but anyway.
We got everything, Lana.
It's very awkward. We've got everything, Lana.
Grasshopper.
You know, but I want to know this. Do you have what's trending in Tampa Bay?
Oh, absolutely.
Let's go.
The Tampa River Fest 2021 has been canceled over the coronavirus. Boo. So it was scheduled for May the 1st, but it will return in 2022, and it will be May 6th through the 7th. So it's along the Tampa River Walk, and usually, like last year, 2019 was the last time they had it, so let's go 2019. It was a free lineup of entertainment. They had a nighttime hot air balloon glow along the river, and it was also a Taste of the River Walk food festival, a wiener dog race, and a taco festival. So that's what you can look to expect May 6th through the 7th, 2022, next year for the Tampa River Fest. The St. Petersburg Main Library will be renamed the President Barack Obama Main Library.
Who?
Barack Obama.
Oh, that's right.
He was the president.
I know.
So there's a dedication ceremony that will take place this coming Friday at 11 a.m. with the installation of a sign bearing the library's new name. And it's the first step of a planned $6 million in renovations for the St. Petersburg Main Library, which is on 9th Avenue North. And finally, Pinellas County, congratulations. You have TripAdvisor's best beach in America.
Let's go.
And it is St. Pete Beach.
St. Pete
Beach is number one in TripAdvisor's top beach rankings for 2021. Hey, five Tampa Bay area beaches are on this list.
Really?
Yes. Madeira Beach is number 9. Mm-hmm. Treasure Island, number 16. Siesta Key, which was last year's number one beach, is number 17. And Clearwater Beach, number 18 in the top 25.
Wow.
So 5. So 25. 5 out of 25. Is that 25%? Sounds right, yeah. So
we've been great at math today, by the way.
No.
25% of the top beaches, according to TripAdvisor, right here in the Tampa Bay area.
Woo!
So they also announced their world rankings.
Oh, my.
So where does the number one beach in America rank in the world?
Hold on. We got to find out. I want to know. Ready?
It is number 5 in the world rankings.
Oh, my God. I love it.
St. Pete Beach, number 5 in the world, is behind Whitehaven Beach in Australia, Santa Maria Beach in Mexico, Bahia do Sancho in Brazil, and Grace Bay Beach in the Turks and Caicos. So you're asking, what makes St. Pete Beach the number one beach in America?
I have a question.
Yeah.
What makes St. Pete Beach number one?
Yeah, so this is what TripAdvisor said. A great walking beach with white quartz sand, clear, calm water, and seashells by the truckload. The most perfect place to watch the sunset over the ocean.
Aww.
Oh my gosh.
Congratulations,
so
St. Pete Beach, the TripAdvisor number one beach in America. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Man, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 99.5, QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. And I just want to say one thing. I just want to give up to our very special guest in the studio right now. His name is Stanley. He works on our IT department. And our Stanley. Give it up for Stanley. What's up, Stanley?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Not too much. I just want to say thank you. And there's a reason why.
Well, my computer, I've had some issues with my computer, and it hasn't, the keyboard and the mouse weren't really working very well, and Jared's getting a little frustrated with me because I keep banging the mouse.
Go ahead, show everybody what you've been doing the whole time. That's what she does every single morning.
It's loud.
And I'm sitting here going, what is happening? Look, Stanley can't even stand us. He's walking out right now.
I would,
Stanley,
too.
We're saying thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Lana, this needs to get fixed because you're out of control.
No, it's really not that bit. It just when you pounce, when you bang the mouse on the desk, and then
stop
it works
doing
better.
It, for crying
it
out.
Works it's better.
No, it doesn't.
Oh my God.
You're breaking it more.
That's her solution. You're like my dad. My dad goes, "Wow, my phone's messed up." I go, "Dad, you know what's crazy? You got the only iPhone in the world that does what you're saying it's doing. It's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
How did you do it?" Lot of drama once again.
I know. I'm just grateful that he's here in the studio and he's gonna fix my computer.
And then tomorrow it'll be something. Yeah, I know. Tomorrow's a new problem. Something's gonna happen tomorrow.
Positive thoughts.
You know what would be great is if your Bucks jersey that never came tomorrow.
My computer works.
For whatever reason, your power bill was zero. Bought an electric car. That was weird that it went up. And three, your computer worked and all was well in the world.
Yes.
I mean, we love you.
I got this.
But yeah, I just can't have you tapping and knocking things around. It's like nails on a chalkboard. Kevin literally walked out a few times. He was like, "I can't be in here for this.
It's loud."
I understand that, especially when you're trying to do stuff.
I know.
I don't know what's going
feeling
on.
Feeling the love today.
We love you, Lana.
We do.
Lana, transitioning to this, what was your favorite part of the show?
My favorite part of the show today was when we called Greg D. from ABC Action
Greg.
News. He's our weather guy. And
what
we heard
liar.
We heard this story about how when somebody says that there's a 30% chance of rain, it's not really what they were talking about.
You want to explain it, Lana?
I can't. I don't even understand it. How can I explain it?
Okay, so they take it, they go what they, the chance of they think it's going to rain, chance of rain is
the question.
So what they think the chance is going to be, if they say it's 50% chance, it's not a 50-50 thing. It's based on the chance of rain and the area they think it'll cover. Mm-hmm. The example they gave us was they think it's going to be a 50% chance of rain and it'll cover 80% of the community. Well, 80 times 40 is 4,000. You can't say it's going to be 4,000%, so you say it's 40%. They have this on our Facebook page. You want to know. By the way, thank you, whoever called in to say, JR, your math is wrong. It's not 400, it's 4,000. Thank you very much.
Yes.
I appreciate you.
Well,
it was such a necessary call.
But
thank
we
you
but we also, so we talked to Greg D and we were asking him about this, and then he kind of admitted to, he's like, "Yeah, I kind of fudge the numbers sometimes, so it looks
Greg?
Better." And I'm
Come
like,
on, Greg.
Wait a minute, a weatherman just like fudging things because you really don't know?
Now, Greg's the same guy that said Ada was going to take a turn away from my house and not flood my house, and then my house got flooded.
That happened.
But you know what? Greg D, ABC Action News, is the man.
He's the boss.
We really do like him.
No doubt.
But it was really funny. But read this thing. Actually, it's a very interesting read. But read it on our Facebook page. Lana put it up for us. You know, I don't know how, because that computer's not working. But it was amazing that you did it.
It took me like four hours.
It's a Christmas miracle. Kev, real quick, your highlight.
Wood frogs can hold their pee for 8 months.
That's right.
That was a Carline fun fact this morning.
Right.
And that was amazing.
I'll say it once, I'll say it again. If you are, you know, either in front of a wood frog or behind one in the bathroom, just let them go. They've waited long enough.
I know.
Very long.
And we know that Lana is not related
to wood frogs.
The wood frogs,
no.
Because she's usually in the restroom more than she's in the studio.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Here's something. Do the toilets work okay in there?
Or
yes. Are you doing this? Flush! Flush! What's happening?
Hey, JR, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.